Between 2006 and 2015, state and local law enforcement seized more than $11 million worth of private property from Hawaii residents. That's according to a report last year from the state auditor. The seizures occurred under a program called Civil Asset Forfeiture. It's used across the country to confiscate cash, vehicles, and even homes thought to be used in the commission of a crime. Nationwide, the practice has grabbed headlines when it's been abused by police. Hawaii's Civil Asset Forfeiture Program received a grade of D- from the Institute for Justice, a libertarian public interest law firm. As for the state auditor report, it found Hawaii lacked uniform policies or procedures that can guide police in using asset forfeiture. In June, the governor released a list of bills passed by state lawmakers that he intends to veto. One would restrict the use of civil asset forfeiture to felony cases and only after a conviction has been made.
And roughly a third of forfeiture cases closed in 2015, there were no criminal convictions in connection with the forfeiture.
Mandy Fernandez is the policy director for the ACLU of Hawaii, which supports the effort to restrict asset forfeiture. Once property is seized, it's sold. Police departments get about 25% of the revenues for training or equipment. But according to the ACLU, the bulk of the funds pay the salaries of state workers who administer the civil asset forfeiture program.
These are not good reasons to keep this program going, because civil asset forfeiture is intended to stop criminal operations, not pad police department budgets. It should be an unstable funding source, so we shouldn't be relying upon it at all.
The governor's expected veto has generated opposition from the other side of the public policy spectrum. Keili'i Akina is the president of the Grassroot Institute of Hawaii, a local think tank that describes itself as seeking individual liberty and economic freedom.
Right now, property that is seized is auctioned off, and cash and proceeds go straight to law enforcement. This bill would stop that practice and instead send the money to the general fund. And that itself would reduce the likelihood of property being used as an incentive to harass citizens.
Akina calls the current use of funds a perverse incentive. In announcing his intent to veto, Governor Ige said Hawaii's police use the program responsibly.
Our law enforcement has been responsible, and I do believe that this measure would have taken away a vital resource for our law enforcement.
Ige says Hawaii hasn't seen the kind of abuse that has occurred in other states. I'm Ryan Finnerty for Hawaii Public Radio.